The main reason that debt is a little higher in the first years is obviously if you don't sell the SOEs, you've got that amount of money that you have to borrow instead. We still get to a budget surplus by 2014 year. And over time, we repay debt faster than national. And we do that using returns from the SOE and capital gains tax. Of course, in Labor, we have always known that National would push its borrow and hope assertion, just as you've known this. And does National really believe that we're so guileless or incompetent to fall into that trap? They're wrong. We've produced more numbers as an opposition than you will find anywhere. We've used Treasury models, not our own invention. What additional spending have we promised? Well, it's all set out there on page 11 of those sheets that you've got. And if you reflect on that list, you'll see that there's actually not a lot there of additional spending. And that the biggest item is the list, halfway down that list, which is Universal KiwiSaver. That is the biggest promise of all, the cost of universalising KiwiSaver. What do we get out of it? Well, actually, what we get out of this is a substantially restructured economy following the very significant tax switch to the capital gains tax and the income tax cuts that that pays. We get improved savings, 750,000 people more saving, and we've been through the numbers with you as to what that results in terms of improved private savings. So that as a consequence of this plan, we deal with the government deficit and the current account deficit. So we fix the economy and the government's books. Contrast that with what National is offering, and we come up trumps. What's National doing wrong in terms of their assertions about our numbers? Well, the first three of these items that I'm going to list account for over half of their $17 billion made-up hole that they're pretending that we have. The first is they haven't booked dividend returns from the SOE sales, despite the issue having been raised in Parliament, and despite it standing out like dog's balls that you can't sell an asset and pretend that you're still going to get the whole of the revenue. And the analysis of that is simple to do, and it's set out on page 9 of those documents that you have in front of you. National has let the electorate down in that. So that's the first one that they've got wrong, and that's a big number. Within 4 years, that's $500 million in lost revenue that they're not accounting for. The second is that they've tried to ping us for the amount that we put into the super fund, and then they've ignored the asset that it purchases. How fair is that? In respect of that, we have Mr. Joyce repeatedly asserting that it's economic lunacy because the returns from the super fund are lower than the Crown's cost of capital. He is wrong. Even though the super fund has suffered the greatest decline in equity markets since the Great Depression, because we've had the biggest recession since the Great Depression, the rate of return from the super fund, even including that, is higher than the Crown's cost of capital. And I've got here for you some independent verification of that, which comes from the Parliamentary Library. The return, even including that, has been 0.5% above the Crown's cost of funds, and the Treasury's own model in the PREFU going forward assumes that the existing Cullen Fund makes 2.5% more per annum before tax than the Crown's cost of borrowing. So the government's own figures in the PREFU make that same point. So it's not fair for him to, one, say that it's returned less than the Crown cost of funds. Two, they're including 2.55% above the cost of funds going forward in their own pre-boo. And three, it's not fair to ping us for the cost of contributions to the super fund but ignore the asset. The third and obvious part of the first half of their misrepresentations lies in respect of the Auckland Rail Link. They have said we have not funded that. You all know that we are funding that through cancellation of the holiday highway. And in fact, we come out ahead. There's $1.7 billion in the government's books for the holiday highway. We have said that we will spend between $300 and $400 million on making the highway improvements that are needed. $1.2 billion will match Auckland City money. Well, $1.2 billion plus $300 to $400 million equals between $1.5 and $1.6 billion, and there's already $1.7 billion in the budget for it. It is not us that have misrepresented the Standard & Poor's downgrade. It's not us that said that the capital gains tax would put a dagger through the heart of the economy, and it's not us that's misrepresenting the figures. Thank you.
Thank you very much, David. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll probably take the questions from down here, so you might want to move your mics.